Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon. I am here to cover the week of September 6th through the 13th. And I decided to focus on Mercury because, man, is he busy in this weekend. So I hope it's helpful for you guys. You know, Mercury has been in retrograde behind us, and it's been moving forward after going direct at the end of the retrograde through the sign Leo. So the retrograde, it backed up from Virgo into Leo. So we've been going forward, you know, with our decision making, with any important talks or, you know, meetings about what happened during the retrograde to kind of carry that forward over Leo themes. So it has been about any dramas or entitlement issues that went down. It has been over our love life or what's happening with a specific love interest. It's been about the kids. It's been about creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, part of Monday, this is active every single one of those days, moving these themes forward in Leo. So Friday and Saturday, it is meeting up with a wild card, the planet Uranus in Taurus. It's a square, so it's frictional, it's dynamic. There's something unexpected happening, some last-minute change or unique experience or, you know, something eccentric or strange, maybe changing last minute involving, you know, the values in the situation, how we're being valued, what's going on with money or purchases or products or possessions. Maybe friends are involved, groups are involved, the internet's involved, or, you know, there's some kind of original side to what's happening here, but it's pushing us as we're dealing with this stuff in our mind or in our communications or in our decision making with the kids, the lover, the creative energy or recreational pursuits. So, you know, the only, as far as like a heads up with that, if you're going to be recreating somewhere, you know, with Uranus being under frictional energy with the possessions or the product in the mix, you know, something could break on you, you know, so just be extra careful around things like that. But mostly this is probably going to be about the news you hear or the decisions you're making or the talk you're having and how it's testing you in some way on Friday and Saturday. Then on Sunday, there is an adjustment to Neptune, and between Sunday and Monday, an adjustment to Pluto. So that creates a finger of God between Sunday and Monday, pointing at this talk, this idea, this decision about how we're moving forward with lovers, kids, creativity, or recreation, or how we're dealing with dramas or entitlement issues. And so Sunday, there is something that requires some give and take around hidden issues, secrets, deceptions, things that kind of come out of the blue that we didn't expect or didn't see coming, karmic matters, self-sabotaging situations, institutions, the need for recuperation, rest, dreams, all that. Or something involving romantic or spiritual or artistic influences. So there's a long list there for Sunday. And then as we move into the adjustment with Pluto on Sunday into Monday, you know, some give and take, excuse me, around the personal goals in the mix or the authority figures or the career or the status of the situation or what's happening with power, control, jealousy, the financial side of these goals, the sexual side, the transformative or third-party influences in the story. So you'll know it when you see it, guys. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Mercury is going to get us hearing this news or information into these talks or decisions, meeting, you know, and figuring out how we're moving all of that forward. Then, in the wee hours on Monday the 9th, we have Mercury moving into Virgo. And so Monday and Wednesday of this week ahead, Mercury is now taking us forward through the Virgo themes that we backed over during the retrograde. And so we're going to have from Monday the 9th until the 26th of the month with Mercury back in Virgo going forward. Mercury is in the shadow of that retrograde from the 9th through the 11th. And so we're talking about how active he is on the 9th and the 11th in this week ahead as he's wrapping up this forward motion with Mercury themes around Virgo until we get into new things after the 11th, if that makes sense. We pass the shadow and from the 11th or after the 11th through the 26th, you know, we'll be getting into new things. But as far as this week goes, Monday through Wednesday, with Monday and Wednesday being the standout days, Mercury is now taking us forward and saying, all right, you had plenty of time to go back and readdress your health. What are you going to do about it now? You need to make some decisions. This is the time to make those decisions. You need to talk to somebody. You need to meet with somebody. You need to, you know, agree upon something, moving your health needs forward. Or Virgo rules work. What are you doing for work? Do you need to talk to somebody about a work situation? Is there, you know, information about the work you're doing on a project or around the house? You need to talk to somebody about that. Do you need to make some decisions? Do you need to get into that interview for a job? You know, who do you need to call or email or talk to move work scenarios forward? This is also the territory of animals, so you can be making choices or hearing about opportunities now for your animals. It also can be a time where you're focusing on the people you work with or the people you hire in different areas of life, so time to hear from them, talk to them, set up your appointments, move things forward. It also can be about paperwork if you're dealing with any of that. So Monday the 9th, we get introduced to this new momentum here, and so there may be some information coming in, or you're talking or making choices on Monday. And then by Wednesday the 11th, Mercury moves into an opportunity alignment with Mars, and this is just wonderful because, you know, you're totally making those choices about the work, the health, the animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. And there are opportunities here to do something from the home, about the home, involving a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or involving family, parents, roommates, history, or your emotional needs in the scenario. So the door is open on Wednesday as you're moving that forward. So a very active Mercury week, and we're going to shift from Leo to Virgo in the midst of the week. And so that's how it's playing out in general. So for Aries, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, lots of news, offers, invitations, talks, ideas, meetings, or decisions that involve a lover, the kids, a creative endeavor, or something recreational. Friday, Saturday, this might be surprising. Maybe you're just going to get a shakeup or something you weren't expecting, you know, coming in. There could also be something about your income, purchases, products, or possessions, or maybe a gift, you know, that you just didn't see coming, something last minute or surprising in the mix. By Sunday, you are adjusting to the karmic scenario here or the research and development, the institution you're dealing with, or something artistic, romantic, or spiritual in the mix. While Sunday, Monday, you're also adjusting to goals, to career needs, to higher up individuals in the story. So again, lots of information, decisions, and communication going on with the lovers, the kids, the creative endeavors or recreation Friday through Monday. And then starting on Monday and being at its height on Monday and again on Wednesday in this week ahead, Mercury is back in Virgo moving forward. And so Aries really helping you start to talk, interview, meet, sign agreements, make decisions about work or health or animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And by Wednesday, this is in an opportunity alignment to what's happening at home, with your moves, renovations, real estate deals, with family, parents, or roommates. Door open and very active. For Taurus, the first 4 days here, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 6th through the 9th, you are in a lot of talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions that are moving you forward creatively or in the name of love with what you are doing at home or with a move, a renovation, any real estate deals, your family, your parents, your roommates. Now, Friday, Saturday, you are the wild card, Taurus, and you're in frictional alignment here. So you may be feeling like breaking free of some of this or making last-minute changes. You may be feeling sporadic or unpredictable. You might be a little bit more accident-prone, so be careful with your body and be careful with electrical items. And, you know, it just might mean that you're kind of hustling and dealing with whatever you didn't expect to be dealing with in some way. By Sunday, you're making adjustments with friends, with groups online, or with aspirations in the mix. And between Sunday, Monday, you're making adjustments with legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, travel plans, distant situations, or anything religious, political, or ceremonial in the story. And then we shift gears, and Mercury moves into Virgo Monday morning. And so this now up through the 26th is going to be getting you into talks and meetings and sales and offers and decisions that are focused on your creative talents and your creative projects, what you're doing with the kids, what you're doing with your love life or a lover, what's going on recreationally for you. And so this is going to stand out on Monday as you're hearing from people or making decisions or in talks with them, moving that forward. And by Wednesday, the 11th, there is this opportunity now to get really busy with your decisions, with these topics, or with a move or a short trip or local activities or involving siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics. So doors open, lots of communication on that day to move those themes along. For Gemini, the first part of the week while Mercury is in Leo, this is in your third house. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 6th through the 9th, you have a lot of talks, meetings, ideas, flirtations, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, moves, local activities, or more going on with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. So Friday, Saturday, it's frictional, it's unpredictable, it may be unstable, it may be exciting, it may be last-minute changes, things you didn't expect or didn't see coming. By Sunday the 8th, you're making some adjustments in these areas involving the goals, the career, the authority figures in the mix. And by between Sunday and Monday, you're also making adjustments in financial arenas or with your sex life or reproductive needs or a divorce. Or if there is a birth or a death coming in or some kind of third-party situation, doing some give and take there. Then the energy shifts on Monday the 9th. Mercury reenters Virgo. So Monday through Wednesday, with Monday and Wednesday being the peak days, Gemini, this means some talks, meetings, ideas, or decisions that are about your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, your parents, your roommates, or more, communications or decision-making that is based on your emotional needs. And so you're moving forward with the things you figured out during the retrograde. Monday stands out because the energy is freshly in there. And then Wednesday, as opportunities open up for what you're doing to make money in relationship to those topics or what's going on with your possessions or purchases or products, you can really get some things done on Wednesday the 11th or make choices that will lead to that happening. So that door is open. Give me one second, please. My strep throat returned, and so I'm on antibiotics, and my throat is giving me all kinds of stuff. Fun being me right now. So forgive me if I have to stop and take a drink of water. All right, so for Cancer, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 6th through the 9th, Mercury is active all of those days, getting you into talks or bringing information, news your way or offers or ideas or helping you make decisions as you're now ready to move forward with your purchases, with your possessions, your products, or your income interests. And so Friday, Saturday, there's that wild card. There's something that, you know, shakes things up, wasn't expected, changes last minute, could involve a friend, an associate, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or your own aspirations in the mix. So just expect to be dealing with something you weren't expecting on those 2 days. And then by Sunday, you're making some adjustments with travel or legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics in the mix. And you're also, between Sunday and Monday, making adjustments with the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, or other significant relationship. All of this regarding the news, the ideas, the decisions, the communication about income, purchases, products, or possessions. Then on Monday morning, Mercury moves into Virgo, and so you're now going to have through the 26th of the month moving forward with these themes, but through the shadow between Monday and Wednesday, and then into new stuff after that. So Monday and Wednesday stand out, very active days. Mercury in Virgo for Cancer is about your analytical mind. Your ability to communicate your ideas, your flirtations, your sales, your writing, any interviews, important meetings, anything around short trips or moves or local community activities, anything with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. So you have a lot going on there. This is going to stand out on Monday as the information or choices are coming in. And then on Wednesday, especially as it opens up an opportunity directly for you, Cancer, you are going to be motivated. You are ready to take action. This aligns in an opportunity alignment with Mars in your sign. So definitely speak up or listen to those offers or make your choices. Get busy and focus on what it is you want to do. For Leo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we have Mercury active in your sign. So those 4 days, you're in forward movement with the things you were trying to figure out about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or the things that, you know, focus on your needs in life, you know, that you're now ready to move forward and have talks or make decisions or hear the offer or the information and really move forward with what it is you want for you. So Friday, Saturday, there's a wild card here, something unexpected, last minute, suddenly changing, involving a boss, a parent, a judge, director, teacher, or other authority figure, or involving some personal goal of yours or what's going on the career front if you're working a career. So, you know, you'll be in the moment with that on those couple days. And then Sunday, you are starting to be adaptable around the financial side of what's going on with this information or decision about you or the sexual attraction or the divorce or the third party influence here. And then between Sunday and Monday, the adjustments, the give and take is around work or health needs in the mix or the animals, any paperwork or what's going on with hired help or coworkers. Then Mercury shifts signs, moves into Virgo, and you're going to start focusing from Monday the 9th until the 26th of the month on income, purchases, products, possessions, gifts, values, or how you're being valued. So all the talks and the meetings and the sales and the writing and the offers and decisions are now going to be moving those things forward. So Monday stands out as the energy is new, and then Wednesday, when there's an opportunity with this income, purchases, products, possessions that involves an institution or something with research and development or something with artistic talents or projects or your romantic life or spiritual life. So doors are open and it's very active on Wednesday. For Virgo, this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday with the Mercury in Leo and active every single one of those days. So you're ready now to be moving forward with the information or the offers or the ideas or your talks or decisions that are playing out behind the scenes, behind closed doors, in private, in secret, in development, with institutions, with art, film, music, painting, poetry, with romantic needs, with tackling addictions or bad habits, or with your spiritual life. So Friday and Saturday, there's a wild card, something unexpected or suddenly changing or shaking things up a bit that, you know, brings friction into the story involving travel, distant situations, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political matters. So you're kind of in there dealing with that one or both of those days. Then on Sunday the 8th, whatever your Mercury is bringing, you need to be flexible when it comes to the partners, the clients, the specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And between Sunday and Monday, the give and take involves the creative endeavor, the kids, the lover or love life or recreational pursuits in the mix. So a lot moving forward, but a lot of gauntlets to get through during those 4 days. Then Monday morning, Mercury moves into Virgo. So now the focus is on you, Virgo. And so from Monday the 9th until the 26th, the news, the ideas, the offers, the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the decisions are about you. And so you really want to speak up. And, you know, you might be kind of promoting yourself, your brand, your image. You might be focusing on talks and decisions about your body, about your identity, about your name or title, or about the things that you are important to you that you want to get involved in, you know. And so expect to be hearing from people or speaking up or making choices on Monday as this kicks in. And then Wednesday is a very big standout day where the door opens up to what this is for you and involves, you know, your aspirations, your original projects, a friend, an associate, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. And so this is a door opens. There's opportunity here. There's a lot of passion and activity here motivating this to move forward in ways that are beneficial to you. All right, so for Libra, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday the 6th through the 9th, this is Mercury focusing on the talks, the meetings, the ideas, the news, the decisions about a friend, a group, an associate, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or about your own aspirations or original projects. So Friday and Saturday, there's a wild card in there, something last minute, unexpected, suddenly changing, that involves financial interests, sexuality, reproduction, divorce, a birth or death, or a third party's influence here. And so you'll be in there wading through whatever kind of stuff that brings to the story. Then on Sunday the 8th, you're making adaptations when it comes to the social, the online, the aspirational energy with Mercury. And this is being flexible with work or health needs, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, or hired help in the story. And then between Sunday and Monday, more adjustments now involving home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So all of this, Friday through Monday, definitely keeping you busy, moving forward with those themes, but a lot of frictional, crazy stuff there. Then on Monday, the 9th, Mercury moves into Virgo. And so from the 9th until the 26th, you're moving forward with those Virgo themes. You're in the shadow up until Wednesday the 11th. So just those first 3 days, you pass the shadow. But this is going to bring a lot of news, offers, ideas, talks, meetings, decisions, that are about your 12th house, Libra. So things that are going on behind the scenes in private or secret, things that are involve film, music, painting, poetry, or anything artistic, anything romantic in your life, anything spiritual, anything about bad habits or addictions, secrets or deceptions, research or institutions. So Monday, Mercury can bring some news, ideas, or decisions about those themes. And by Wednesday, the 11th, you have a big opportunity with getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about one of those themes that is linked to a boss, a parent, a judge, director, producer, mentor, some other higher-up authority figure, or is linked to your personal goals in the story or your career status or fame in the story. Door is wide open. Mars is saying, let's take some action here and make something happen. All right, for Scorpio, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 6th through the 9th, you guys are moving forward with Mercury, having readdressed some things during the retrograde, now ready to get into talks, get into meetings, hear from people, come up with the ideas or make the decisions that are about your personal goals, your career, your status or fame, or involve a parent, a boss, or other authority figure. So Friday, Saturday, as these talks or the news or decisions are coming around, there's a wild card, last minute, suddenly changing, you know, shaking things up, tied to a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, or advocate. So you'll be in there dealing with whatever that last minute thing is. And then by Sunday the 8th, we have adjustments. This is being flexible with the kids, the lover, the creative endeavor, or the recreational pursuit as it pertains to this personal goal, your fame, your career, or this authority figure. And then between Sunday and Monday, there are more adjustments coming through the talks, the meetings, the offers, the sales, the writing, the decisions that are tied to that in some kind of powerful way. So be flexible. And then by Monday the 9th, we have Mercury then moving into Virgo. And from the 9th through the 26th, you're now moving forward with your ideas, your talks, your news and offers, your meetings, your sales, your decisions that are now going to be focused on friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or your own original projects or aspirations. So a lot of news and talks and offers and decisions coming in with that on Monday. And on Wednesday, there is an opportunity to have that offer or talk or meeting or decision about one of those themes that then gets you very active, opens up the door to some kind of legal agreement, educational pursuit, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, travel plans, or a situation at a distance, ceremony, political or religious interest. So things are opening up and getting active there. All right. For Sagittarius, let me take a drink of my water. Hold on. All right, Sag. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you're in that forward momentum now with Mercury in Leo. So this is ninth house for you guys. So those 4 days, you can have more ideas, news or offers coming in, talks or meetings or decisions. And the focus is on one of these ninth house topics. It's either about a legal matter, your travel plans, something at a distance, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So Friday, Saturday, there's a wild card, something last minute, suddenly changing, unexpected, that you're dealing with involving work or health or animals in that story, or the coworkers, the hired help, or the paperwork in that story. So just be on your toes, expect something unexpected. By Sunday the 8th, you're making adaptations with what's going on at home, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates in the story. And between Sunday and Monday, you're making adjustments also with income needs, purchases, products, or possessions in the story. So a lot of flexibility and on your toes over those 4 days. Then Mercury changes signs on Monday the 9th. It moves into Virgo. It'll be there till the 26th. It passes the shadow after the 11th. So Monday and Wednesday, the 9th and the 11th are the big days here, still in the shadow. So Sag, you know, this is getting into talks, hearing offers, you know, meeting, getting into sales, writing agreements, offers and decisions that are about your career, your fame, your status, your life goals, or involve a parent, a boss, a judge, a director, or some other authority figure in your life. So it kicks in on Monday with this forward momentum. And by Wednesday, the 11th, a door opens up here. You're still hearing news or offers, getting into talks, making choices about the goals, the career, the status, the fame. But now on Wednesday, there's an opportunity here that is financial or sexual, involves reproduction or divorce, or is about third-party interest in the story and taking some action in one of those arenas. So there you have it. For Capricorn, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 6th through the 9th, Mercury is moving forward now, having already retrograded in these areas, and is now asking you to move forward with some choices about going deeper in your life through your talks, your meetings, your ideas, your decision-making, making some transformations, empowering yourself, focusing on either financial or sexual or intimate or reproductive or divorce or mortality or third-party interest. And so between Friday, Saturday, there's a wild card popped into this story, going to shake things up to test you as you're hearing about this or in the talks or making the choices that involves the kids or a lover or the creative endeavor or something recreational. So on your toes over those 2 days. And then by Sunday the 8th, the communication about your financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, third-party stories is in adaptation with the news and the communications and the ideas going on here. And any kind of clarity or confusion or deception in that story. And between Sunday and Monday the 8th and 9th also, personal adjustments, you know, how do you see yourself? What do you want for yourself? What's going on with you physically or personally or, you know, when it comes to your deeper needs, you know, so kind of hashing that out for yourself as well. So Friday through Monday, the communications, the ideas, the decisions, really getting into the nitty-gritty with all of that and pushing us all a little bit more. Then on Monday the 9th, Mercury moves into Virgo. So for Capricorn, from the 9th through the 26th, the news, the offers, the ideas, the talks, the meetings, the decisions, they're going to be in your 9th house. And so, you know, from the 9th through the 11th, you're going forward through the shadow, the last of the shadow of the retrograde, and then the rest of the time up through the 26th into new opportunities. So, you know, for Capricorn, this means that those ideas, talks, offers, decisions involve travel or distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you start to hear about it, think about it, make choices about it on Monday. By Wednesday, there is an opportunity here. A door opens and you're able to hear about or make choices about something in one of those realms as it pertains to what is happening with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an advocate, or some other important relationship. Brings a lot of fire and passion to it, a lot of motivation to do something as that door opens. All right, so for Aquarius, Mercury is moving forward through Leo and is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 6th through the 9th. And so this means a lot of ideas, talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about your romantic partner, business partner, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And Friday, Saturday, this brings wild card energy and something last minute changing, sudden, unexpected, shaking things up a bit, having to do with what's going on at home, with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, roommates. So on your toes as you're in those conversations and making your choices. Then by Sunday the 8th, there's some adaptation with these key relationships for you, involving some flexibility around income, purchases, products, or possessions. And then between Sunday and Monday, there's also adaptations with institutions, research and development, karmic matters, addictions, secrets, artistic pursuits, romance, or spirituality with these folks. So quite a crazy 4 days. Looks busy. Looks like you got to juggle a lot there. But then by Monday the 9th, Mercury moves into Virgo. It will go through the shadow that comes after the retrograde from the 9th through the 11th and then go into new territory all the way until the 26th. So Aquarius, this brings the ideas, the news, the offers, the talks, the meetings, the decisions around financial scenarios for you, your sex life, your reproductive life, any divorce issues, any thing that you need to figure out with a birth or a death, or anything with third-party scenarios, power, jealousy, or control. So you start to see that there's a potential to talk or make choices about this starting on Monday the 9th. And then by Wednesday the 11th, there's a big opportunity that opens up tied to one of those topics and gets you into the talks, the meetings, the offers, the decisions with it, and actively moving on something with your work, your health, or animals, or with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help in that story. All right, so for Pisces, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 6th through the 9th, Mercury is moving you forward. You've figured some things out during the retrograde. Now it's going to get you into talks, meetings, offers, sales, decisions that are about your work or health or animals or involve coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So Friday, Saturday, there's this frictional wild card from Uranus. So there's something you didn't expect suddenly changing, last minute change, surprise, shake up in some way that happens through a conversation or email or other way of communicating, or is happening in your local neighborhood or with a short trip or a move or involves a sibling or a neighbor or vehicles or electronics in the story. Maybe your sales, your writing or agreements as well. So, you know, expect the unexpected Friday, Saturday. Then on Sunday the 8th, you move into that finger of God pointing at the talks, the news, the ideas, the decisions about work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. So on Sunday the 8th, it requires some flexibility from you on a personal or physical level. And then between Sunday and Monday, there's also flexibility required involving friends, groups, gatherings, the internet, your own aspirations or original projects in the mix. So from Friday through Monday, moving all that forward, but a lot of craziness going on around it as you do. Then on Monday morning, Mercury moves into Virgo and will be traveling through Virgo until the 26th of the month. So Monday through Wednesday, you're exiting the shadow of the past retrograde, and then you're into new stuff after Wednesday through the 26th. So again, Mercury bringing up your ideas, getting you into talks or meetings, focusing on offers, decisions, sales, writing, agreements, or choices. And now in this big chapter, Pisces, it's about your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists and experts, your agents and attorneys, your competitors or opponents or advocates. So it's all about connection from Monday the 9th through the 26th. On Monday, this may bring some information your way about one of these people, or you might hear from them or run into them or make a decision about them. By Wednesday the 11th, the door opens for an opportunity with one of these folks. You're hearing the offer, the news, you're in the talk or meeting, you're focused on the decision with this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, et cetera. And it leads to some kind of passion or action involving your love life or a lover, your kids, a creative project or something recreational. So the door is open and the potential to move something forward there is available. So that's it, guys. I'm sorry for anybody that has not heard back from me. I was really sick again with this, with all the moving of things. You know, I'm exposed to a lot of dust and everything, and so it's getting me. What can I say? But, you know, I'm getting better now, and so hopefully I'll be back in full swing again here soon. If you guys are trying to see what's going on daily, you can check out the daily horoscope that I post every morning at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. If you are trying to ask me a direct question or book a reading, the fastest way to reach me would probably be on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'm on all the other social networking sites, so you can find me anywhere. That's probably quickest. Otherwise, I'm wishing everybody a positive week with all this forward movement, and I will be back next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.